This is the Photography Podcast on photography.ca, episode number 103, Photography Umbrellas for Rain and Snow. Hey there, photo lovers. How's it going? And welcome to the 103rd Photography Podcast on photography.ca. My name is Marco, and as always, we're coming to you from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. For today's show, we're going to talk about photography umbrellas, and we're going to talk about umbrellas for weather, not the studio kind. And, you know, as photographers, we're often on the hunt for the perfect tool, and I've been looking for an umbrella for photography for a long enough time, and I decided I wanted to do something about it. So this podcast is dedicated to that. But before we get into today's podcast, I always like to thank people for their comments on last podcast, number 102, where we talked about layering your images with interesting elements. And Gail, Benny, and Cartman75 all left comments directly on the blog. And that's our favorite way to get them, photography.ca/blog. All comments are appreciated. You can send them to me by email, photography.ca@gmail.com, on the forums on photography.ca, or directly through the blog. So as mentioned, for today's show, we're going to talk about the photography umbrella contraption, and I am actually recording this in my car, so if you hear ambient noises like tires, horns, or honking, you'll know why. It's actually snowing a bit, so this podcast is very apropos, and I'm going to go out shortly and take some images. Anyway, in podcast number 88, we talked about rain photography, and in that podcast, we talked about using some tools for it, and we talked about rain sleeves, and a rain sleeve is basically just a simple $12 device that you put your camera into, and it's just made of plastic and it protects it from the rain or the snow. And I still recommend them, but when it's really pouring rain, sometimes it's still hard to use these things. The drops might end up hitting your filter or your lens directly, or the snowflakes might hit the lens directly, and it's just sometimes it's uncomfortable, and you could be wearing your rain jacket, but sometimes it's just nice to have a dry area all around you, which is why many photographers will shoot from their cars in bad weather. They have a shelter, they open their window and they shoot. So I wanted something a little more portable. Also, sometimes when you need to get into the menu on the rain sleeve, or when you need to focus manually, it's a bit more difficult to do with the rain sleeve. So I've come up with the solution. So basically, I went on the internet and started searching, and I found quite a few good umbrellas really, really quickly. And there was one that covered your whole face and upper body, but if you need to use your camera, that one wasn't so good. So I basically needed just a really big umbrella that I could operate hands-free. And the best combination I found was a sling-like contraption with an umbrella. And if you're a good do-it-yourselfer, the sling-like contraption that I'm going to describe now, you could probably do it yourself probably for less than $10. You just get a giant umbrella and you strap it to your body somehow with some dollar store fastening buckles, things like this, and you could do it really, really cheaply. But I wanted something sturdier. I don't know how to operate a sewing machine. I'm not the best to do it yourselfer. So I basically searched for something pre-made that would suit the purpose. And basically what I found was a sling-like contraption from umbrellabag.com, and I'm going to put the link in the show notes. And what this contraption does is it's basically a sling that you sling around your shoulder, and you put the umbrella into the sling and you attach the umbrella securely with really good Velcro strapping. And basically once the adjusted sling is on your body with the Velcro attached to the umbrella really, really well, you pretty much have a portable umbrella system. The only thing with the bag is you kind of have to weigh it down a little bit. So you need to get a couple of bottles of water or another big lens to weigh down the bag, which you'll just put in the bottom of the bag. And I'll put a picture of it in the show notes. And I'll put a picture of myself wearing this contraption in the show notes as well. But this item costs $30 shipped to Canada or the USA. It looks like it probably should cost $15. It kind of looks like it should cost that much. But go find the perfect item, and that's why you're often paying a premium. So as long as the umbrella is straight, has a straight handle, it will fit very, very nicely into the sling. You can use a curved handle umbrella. It does accommodate it, but it works better with a straight handle umbrella. So that's what I recommend. Now, when it comes to the umbrella, I researched also good brands for the umbrella, but basically I wanted something huge, big and huge, so that when I extend my arms, everything is still dry. Sometimes umbrellas are really, really short and really short. And if you extend your hand outside the umbrella, it's going to get rained on. So I needed a really giant umbrella. So basically, I found a golf umbrella that's like 62 inches in diameter. And I found one for $25. And it was at golftown.com or golftown.ca. You can pick those up there. Just do a search for golf umbrellas. But when I got to the store, I actually wanted to try it. And I tried the 62-inch one, and it was good, but there was also one that was 68 inches. And at 68 inches, it's like better. It's just one larger. It goes to 11. Anyway, with a 68-inch giant golf umbrella, you have yourself a pretty good shelter to shoot rain and snow, provided it's not very windy. If it's very, very, very windy, well, obviously the wind can push the rain or snow into your lens. But if it's not too, too windy, this works really, really, really well. You know, basically it's 68 inches, so it sits on the front part of your body. You lose about 4 inches, depending on how large you are. You basically have, almost 30 working inches of arm extension. So if you have a long lens, you could really extend and shoot comfortably. Every once in a while, just for extra protection, I also carry, a little cotton cloth or a lens cleaning cloth in my back pocket. You know, if one or two, stray drops or stray flakes does hit the lens, you can wipe it off really quick. I do recommend a UV filter or a polarizing filter, depending on, what time of day it is. Again, to protect the lens, you don't necessarily want direct moisture on your lens. So I always use either a polarizing filter or a UV filter to protect the lens in general. One caveat, of course, is, if you're shooting in very heavily forested areas, this giant umbrella is going to, hit branches and things like that. But for my purposes, I'm shooting mostly from the street, and I am shooting in some treed areas, but not heavily treed areas, and this just works fab. Another caveat you should know is you will draw attention because you will look somewhat foolish in this, but who the heck cares? I certainly don't care. Yeah, and when it's not in that sling, it makes a perfect umbrella for two. My wife and I have used it, just walking down the street, and it's really, really, really comfortable and keeps us both beautifully dry. The one I got was actually 68 inches, and it was $35. I did all kinds of research on the net, and there are bunches of umbrellas that range in price from 50 to well over 100. The umbrella I got is from a brand called Gustbuster, and you can check them out at gustbuster.com, and it's a seriously, seriously solid umbrella. It's got a double canopy, so if you're shooting in the summer and it's raining and it's too, too humid, well, the double canopy will make you feel that much more comfortable in the humidity. Actually, the double canopy doesn't really matter for anything as far as I could tell, but it does make the umbrella much more solid, which is good for somewhat windy conditions. This is a really solid umbrella for $35. So yes, you can find one more cheaply. They had some for $25 even, but this is really solidly built. It fits into its sheath after use really, really well. That's something else. Sometimes they come out of their sheath really easily, but difficult to put back in. This one goes back in seamlessly, and I'm going to put some links in the show notes as well as a picture. So basically, a giant golf umbrella plus a sling is a fantastic way to keep yourself and your gear dry for snow photography or rain photography when it's not too, too windy. And I highly recommend it, and I'm having a blast with mine. You just got to dress well in the winter, and photography is comfortable. You just got to dress well when it's raining, and photography is comfortable, and this really, really helps. And that's all I got to say about that. But I've been thinking about other contraptions too. I've been thinking about a contraption for a while that you have two lights on you. I want to be shooting with my camera, and I want to have one light at 45 degrees, and I want to have one light shooting directly for Phil. And I've been thinking about bracket contraptions to attach two lights. So that's something else that I'm thinking of. Anyway, in terms of contraptions, if people are listening and they have funky contraptions that they've created or heard of that are also really, really useful, of course, I would love to hear them. You could just post in the show notes, photography.ca/blog, or just shoot us an email at photography.ca@gmail.com. In terms of assignments this month, there is a few days left, and the regular assignment this month is just lights, and we have some really cool submissions thus far, very creative, and I encourage you to submit again if you already have, and if you haven't, feel free to submit. And our level two assignment is ugly ducklings, finding the beauty in everything, and there's also some pretty cool submissions there. So if you're on our forum and you're lurking, I recommend that you join. We're a friendly bunch, and we help each other share and learn. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. This will be our last podcast of the year, so I want to wish all our listeners happy holidays and happy new year. Thanks so much for all your contributions. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you have a few extra bucks that you got this holiday season so you could buy yourself an umbrella and sling and get out there and keep on shooting. Bye for now, everyone. Happy holidays. Thanks so much for listening.